Floridians are expected to be able to choose from more than 100 different plans on the federal marketplace. Some regions of the state, such as Miami, will have more offerings and others less. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the average cost of a health insurance plan in Florida on the federal exchange will come in around $300 a month. That's before federal insurance subsidies kick in and help lower the out-of-pocket cost. That figure is also based on the premise customers will purchase less expensive mid-level coverage, known as a silver plan, on the federal exchanges. In a conference call with reporters, the Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius touted the cost savings.
Across the board, 6 in 10 uninsured Americans will be able to find coverage for less than $100 per month. In many cases, premiums will cost significantly less than was originally projected.
But when Florida officials ran the numbers based on all silver plans to be sold, they came up with a number that was about twice as much. Cost differences also vary according to region and the group of people seeking coverage. Take Miami-Dade County, for example. There are more than 130 different plans that can be sold, and a 27-year-old making $25,000 a year can expect to pay, on average, about $87 a month for the lowest cost plan available. However, a family of four with an income of $50,000 fares better. They'd pay about $72 a month for the same plan. And that speaks to a big concern raised with the exchanges. Will young people sign up when they will be charged more? Damian Filer, political director for the advocacy group Progress Florida, says there's a bigger picture.
As with all insurance issues, there are different rates based on different models and things like that. But I think the broader issue here is that we're seeing a trend line that's moving in a very positive direction for people in Florida of all ages who are going to have an opportunity to have access to health care coverage that they really have never had before.
And while the average insurance premium for Florida plans on the exchanges is coming in lower than expected, the price to the consumer will still be more than what most employees of Florida companies pay. Insurance exchanges open October 1st for business, and tax subsidies will be available for a wide range of income levels. The exchanges are also open to people who don't qualify for subsidies. For those purchasing insurance for the first time, there may be some sticker shock. For others, there could be some savings. It just depends on who you are, what you make, and where you live. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.